Evangelist Josh Radford, will you come? He was here in March, and it was a blessing. We had 6 meetings in 5 days, but we just get him a short while this morning, and God's got a good word for you. Will you come? Give him a warm welcome.
Thank you, Lord. Am I on? Glory to God. They got it. Praise God. Who's never been in a meeting with me before? Anybody? Oh, wow. Man, I'm really doing it here. Praise God. That's a record. Who's been in a meeting with me before? Praise God. And you've come back, and you knew I was going to be here, and you still came. So that's a big deal. Amen. Praise God. Well, maybe some of you didn't. Where's my phone? Where's my... Yeah. I've been losing my phone all day. Thank you, Lord. It's got some extra notes in it. Praise God. Oh, you got a plunger. Okay. Thank you, brother. I see that. I got you. Amen. No. So, for those of you that have never been in one of my meetings before, I actually feel led to get into this a little bit. But it's a brand new plunger, so you can touch it, you know what I mean? Yeah, huh? Excuse me?
Hold on.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. Yeah. He's the plunger inspector, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I was preaching on spiritual constipation. And I see you guys are all cured of it, praise God. And it only took one session. And so I was talking about being a Holy Ghost plumber and plunging the hole, amen. And so I'm just looking for somebody that might need a little plunging, amen. Glory to God. Hey, praise God. Just checking it out. You know, all of us have blockages from time to time. Some bigger than others. Amen. Glory to God. How's this road doing here? He's doing exactly what I tell people to do. If you don't want me to pray for you or mess with you, just put your head down and have no smile. Amen. How you doing? Good to see you. What's your name? What is your name? Oh, okay. No, nothing. All right. Praise God. Amen. But some people need unblocking. Amen. Some people need, some churches this morning are not like, believe it or not, not every church is like First Open Bible. And for you have been out in the wilderness of church finding, and you came to Open Bible, you're like, man, there's nothing like Open Bible. Isn't that right? Because the Spirit of God is flowing freely here. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm seeing some people. Amen. Good to see you back there. Praise God. You want it ready to catch the plunger? Amen. You know what? I'm going to give you the plunger award over here. I feel like I'm giving the plunger award to this section. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I'm in the church. Come on, I'm in the church. I'm in the church. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. This is going to be a little bit different. This is going to be kind of a middle, this is going to be, that kind of cream you get in the middle of one of those really beautiful chocolate cakes. Amen. Or vanilla cakes. You get that cream in the middle. This is going to be the cream in the middle of this series. Amen. Glory to God. And so it might be a little bit different, but we're just stopping over to, I've been in a great revival in Kelowna, who's been in Kelowna with us? Amen. Praise God. We've been in a great revival in Kelowna since Wednesday, and what a move of the Spirit that we had over there. And I see some of you came to be with us, and glory to God. Praise God. And we had some, let me have a microphone a second. Is this one working now? Amen. Yep, it's got it. Praise God. We had some significant miracles, notable miracles The first night that I was there in Kelowna on Wednesday, is this okay here? We're going to be okay. It's going to be all right. I'm going to get to the message. But this is part of it. No, I'm doing okay, brother. Amen. We've been in this revival, and the first night we had two notable miracles that this has never happened to me, that if the person did not receive that miracle that night, we were going to have to call 911 and get him to the hospital. One of the miracles was the pastor's wife that night went into AFib, her heart, and it started beating at a million miles an hour, right, Sister Shirley? And you were with me. I had her pray with me. I said, come over here. And you could see her heart kind of, her blouse was moving. That's how, ba 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 ba. And if she didn't get a healing, she was going to have to go to the hospital, get that sorted out. But how many thank God that he's a miracle working God? And as I prayed, the power of God came down. I prayed first. It didn't stop. So I prayed again. Amen. You know, don't worry about it if it doesn't work the first time. So I prayed again. I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the Lord told me, say, Jesus three times. That's just how the Lord told me. He said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And all of a sudden, as soon as I say that on the third time, boom, the power of God hit her. And all of a sudden, her heart was totally at peace. And she just testified even last night, she's been totally healed. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray for every sick person in this building this morning, and you're going to be healed by the power of God. Everywhere we've been going, we've been seeing almost 100% healed that come that need healing. And Sister Amy just came up to me this morning and told me about a sister with severe pain in her shoulders, an older lady, that she didn't get healed at the meeting, but she went home and woke up healed. Isn't that right? Woke up healed by the power of God. Amen. Glory to God. And we have a lady right here on the front row that, well, I'm not going to stand you up or anything. You just stay right there. And you, that night, you might have had to go to the emergency room or something. You were crying. She was crying. She couldn't. Her leg was numb. She couldn't get out of the seat to come and receive prayer. And so I went over to her, and she was crying. What happened to you? I got it. It's okay.
So I had gone to the chiropractor earlier that day because I have pinched nerves in my neck, and that was due from a neck surgery due to an airbag prematurely deploying at a stoplight on my way to work.
Okay.
And so I had been having nerve pain for about 2 weeks, and I had gone to the chiropractor and did the normal thing, came to church because I had a rain day, and halfway through worship, like, the pain started in my neck, went down my back, went down my left leg, completely numb with, like, shooting pain, and I'm not a crier. I just worked through pain, but it was so unbearable that I was just bawling, and they're like, come up for prayer, and I'm like, I stood there, and I was like, I can't, I gotta go sit back down. And so they went over to grab you, and immediately I was pain-free after a couple times of praying. And the next day I went into work because I'm a construction worker, and the pain thought I was going to come back. And I started singing out loud, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that pain went away, and it hasn't been back since.
Glory to God. Come on, give Jesus all the glory. Hallelujah. And more. We could be here all morning testifying about the good works that God has done. But the reason why I wanted you to hear those testimonies, because this morning you're in the right place at the right time. You're right here, right now. In Acts 1:8, I'm just going to get right into this. In Acts 1:8, it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You could say, that word power is actually translated miracles. You will receive miracles when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And this morning, the Holy Ghost is in me. The Holy Ghost is in you. You know, I know you can have a wonderful prayer time on your own, you know, in your closet, whatever you want to do, in your car. Just make sure you got your eyes open in your car. That's all. But in your car, whatever, and you can have a wonderful time with the Lord. But there's nothing like the corporate anointing when we all come together. Come on, somebody. And the Holy Spirit that's in me and the Holy Spirit that's in you, it multiplies the power of God. And so when we come together, a canopy of the Holy Spirit comes upon, it's like a massive tent comes upon this place. And it is a, and when that tent is raised and the tent of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says the canopy of his glory, when it comes over a place, in that tent is God's miracle power. Hallelujah. And in this world today, we need God's miracle power like never before. And I'm telling you right now that America is coming alive with God's miracle power. And what we need is more churches like Open Bible. We need more churches all over America like this church that has the canopy of God's glory over the people, and that miracle power is flowing freely. If you need a miracle this morning, you have come to the right church. Yeah. Praise God. If you're in pain, if you're in difficulty, if you're in a mess, I mean, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. I'm telling you, somebody is tugging on the anointing this morning. You're going to get free this morning in the name of Jesus. But this is your time. If you're in a mess, if you've got a difficult situation, if you're in pain, if you're in difficulty, if you're in turmoil, like Pastor was coming up and praying for people that are in depression or discouragement, whatever it is that's going on, I'm here to tell you, he's going to turn your mess into a miracle. Into a miracle. This is your miracle hour. This is your miracle moment. And, you know, I would say, you know, not everybody is not in desperate need 911, but we all need more of God. We all need, if there's no challenges in your life, then you're probably not doing nothing. If there's no impossibles facing you, you're probably not doing nothing. You need to check your ticker. Am I alive? You might not be. You might be halfway dead. Because people that are, you know, I always used to say this, not everybody needs the anointing. You hear me? Not everybody needs the anointing. Only those that are on a mission that requires it. Not everybody needs it. Some people are not in it. They've not put themselves in a place that there can possibly be a challenge. They've not put themselves in a place where there can be possibly be a mountain. When I have a mountain, I praise God. Glory to God. I'm doing something that a mountain has been placed in front of me. I'm doing something. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, come on. When all hell is breaking loose, I'm like, praise God. The devil knows that I'm around. Said, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but the sons of Sceva, he said, we don't know them. Yeah, because they weren't doing anything that required it. They were trying to be, you know, they were trying to be spectacular. They were trying to do a miracle because they thought it was cool. They thought they had power in themselves or something like that, or you know, but they didn't. They didn't. The anointing is for those that have a mission that requires it. You got to give yourself, you got to hear the voice of God and say, God, what do you got for me to do? And when God gives you something to do, it's not just going, oh, it's wide open. Praise God. Nobody's in my way. No, there's going to be a lot of things in your way.
There's going to be a lot of things in your way. God didn't say, I'm going to give you something and everything's just going to be smooth sailing. And there's going to be a lot of things in the way, but you've got the power on the inside of you to defeat every plan of the enemy. Glory to God. And if you don't work, I know that I kind of, you know, it looks like I'm a real workout specimen. I understand that. But if you don't work out your muscles, how do you get bigger muscles? You got to do something. You got any weightlifters? You got to work against resistance. Correct? You got to work some resistance there. If there's no resistance, you're not getting exercise. If you're just like, you know, if it's like a feather, that's not doing you any good. And that's how our faith is built. It's not, God's not trying to test us and trying to do all sorts of crazy, put bad things on us. That's not what the Lord's doing. But there are things out there. There's something called the enemy. There's something called the trials of life. There's things out there that are in front of us that we've got to use our faith to get through. That's why God gave us a measure of faith. And if you've got a measure of faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you can speak to that mountain and say, be removed and cast into the sea. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And over this season, this part, your faith muscles are being developed and they're growing larger so you can move greater mountains. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't say, you know, I'm not saying nobody's going to get a storm. We all get storms, but you got to realize who's the master of the storm. You've got to realize that you have a greater storm on the inside of you than the enemy can send any type of storm to you. Come on, somebody. You've got a greater storm. And as you release your faith is going to grow. It's going to expand. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Say this with me. My mess is turning into a miracle. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I hope the Lord is convicting some people tonight. Oh, this morning. It's night. So let's pretend it's the nighttime. Remember? Let's pretend it's Thursday night. We've been in 3 weeks of meetings. Come on, somebody. The blind have been seeing. The lame have been walking. The deaf have been hearing. Come on. And we're packed out. Glory to God. You know what? The last time I did that, we ended up going 6 days. Let me. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo. Praise God. We got all day, right? We have it. We have all day. There's no other services going on, is there? Maybe a women's auxiliary group or something, or a knitting club. I don't know. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Acts 12:5. Let's go there for a moment. Acts 12:5. Thank you, Lord. But while Peter was in prison, somebody say divine interventions are coming my way in Jesus' name. While Peter was in prison, the church prayed. You can stop right there. While Peter was in prison, the church prayed. The church prayed. Let me tell you something right now. Somebody's been praying for you. Somebody's been praying for you. You didn't just get here of your own accord, of your own volition. Somebody has been praying you into the house of God. There's been the staff praying. People have been praying. I was praying for you this morning. Jesus is praying for you. He said, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father forever making intercession for you. That's not just something pretty and, like pretty poetry in the Bible. Oh, Jesus is making intercession. No. Jesus is making intercession for your life as I'm speaking right now. You have a free will. Your will cannot be violated, but Jesus is praying that you listen to the Holy Spirit and you respond to God. And before you leave here this morning, I believe God's going to convict every person that's kind of been just sleeping. Feel like you're in type of retirement in the spirit. You know, there's some guys that are about 30 years old, they've gone to retirement when it comes to church. Listen. We'll get up, you know, and I'm speaking to myself too, you know, us golfers, we'll get up 6:30 in the morning, you know, get out there, whatever, for golf. Some for hunting. Let me spend the, you know, into putting deer pee all over them and getting into whatever that thing is called, the hut, I don't know, tree stand. They'll be out there in the middle of the night. You know, I mean, people make sacrifices for those type of things. But when it comes to the house of God, it's like they're doing God a favor by showing up. They're doing their wife a favor by, hey, I'll be here. But most of the time you're zoned out and you're checking your little thing to try and see what the ball game score is or something like that. I'm being serious this morning. It's time to get off, because the anointing will never take hold in your life until you give your life up. Till you say, you know what? My golf game, my football watching, my whatever I'm doing, it's not more important than God. It's at this altar. I lay all that stuff down. Lay it all down. I love all that stuff. I love to do all that stuff, outdoors, everything. I love to do all that stuff. But I'm telling you this right now, God will never use you if that's your life. But if you say, you know what, God, use my life, right? Pain to purpose. Use my life. I've got a greater purpose than being in a tree stand. I've got a greater purpose than watching a ball game. I've got a greater purpose than these things. You've got a greater purpose, and God wants to touch your purpose. He wants to put his anointing on your life to do something that's going to count for eternity. You can't leave it to the preacher. I'm doing all I can for my life to count to eternity. I've got it laid down on the altar. But it's not just, I'm not going to be the only one that's going to do it. Pastor Harris is not going to be the only one. You can't live through your pastor or your favorite preacher. You can't do that. He wants to use you. And my whole job as one of the fivefold ministries in the body of Christ is to stimulate and to irritate. Jesus, I want you to get a holy irritation inside of you saying, I got to do something for the Lord. I got to do something that counts in the dash of my life. Life is but a vapor and then it's gone. I don't know about you, but I want my kids to see what their dad did. I want them to say, to hold it up into a legacy. I want to do that. And you don't have to be a preacher like me. You don't have to have a voice to preach and be on platforms. But what you do on this earth will count in eternity. Maybe God's called you to be a businessman and he's called you to go into the business world. I don't know. Maybe God's called you to, you know, maybe your gift is giving, is supporting, is building things. I don't know. Whatever it is, do it with all your might. Do it with all your might and put the kingdom first. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you've got other gifts. All types of gifts that I don't have. This is not a message on gifts, but you've got all. There's all types of things that you can do in the body of Christ. All you got to say is, Lord, I'm available. I'm available, Jesus. I'm available. My life is going to count for a purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm preaching like this morning, but it's time for some people to take the next step. It's been a few years on step one. Come on, let's go to step two. Let's take the next step. Let's come out of that pew and let's get our running shoes on. Come on, somebody. Let's go for the kingdom. Let's go for the kingdom. I'm going to tell you this right now. This church is going to explode in growth. I said, this church is going to explode in growth. Amen. It's going to explode. And I see it exploding with all types of people. I see it as a people's move. It's not a preacher's move. It's not because your pastor is so dynamic, and he is, but it's not because of that. It's a people's move. We're all getting ignited together, and we're going into the highways and the byways, and people are coming in from every walk of life. God is going to use me to touch in my area. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a soul winner. If you will be busy about God's business, he will take care of your business. All your business, all your business, every part of your business. You say, preacher, you're getting into my business. Yeah, we're getting into your business. God's getting into your business. God's interested in your business. And if you'll take care of God's business, he will take care of all your business, all your messes, all your difficulties. You won't even think about it. You won't even say, man, what happened to that? It got healed. We got favor in that. What's going on? Because you've taken yourself and you've turned yourself into the house of God, and you've put God first and the kingdom first, and all of a sudden, you're flying like an eagle. Oh, come on. I said you're flying like an eagle. You're flying like an eagle. You'll mount up. What the Bible says, if you'll wait on the Lord, that word wait means serve. If you'll serve the Lord, if you'll serve the Lord, you'll mount up with wings as eagles. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And you'll run and you'll walk and you're not faint. And you'll run and you'll not be weary. Come on. I'm telling you, I see this whole church coming alive like never before. This is a lively church, but it's about to go to a whole nother level. Glory to God. I'm trying. I got stuck in the first part of this message. What's going on? What's going on is God has unique things for everybody. And in the room right now, this is what is needed. Can I continue reading? It says Peter was in prison and the church prayed with earnestly for him. The night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, fastened with two chains between two soldiers. Others stood ground at the prison gate. Listen to this word. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly. There was a bright light in the cell, and the angel of the Lord stood before Peter. Whew, glory to God. The angel struck him on the side to awaken him, and he said, quick, get up. And the chains fell off his wrists. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a suddenly happening for you. God's doing suddenlies in your life. He's going to do suddenlies this week in your life. A bunch of suddenlies are going to start taking place. Things, and I probably said this here before, I say this all the time, but things that don't make no sense. Come on. Say this with me. Lord, I thank you for miracles that don't make no sense. Come on, that don't make no sense. Come on, don't make no sense. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I don't have the time to get into the whole thing about Peter, but suddenly the angel came to him, the chains fell off, and the angel took him out of the city. And it said the door of the city opened of its own accord. I'm telling you right now, if you'll put your life on the altar, no matter where you are, in business, a housewife, a mother, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever you, a sports person, whatever you do, if you'll say, Lord, I'm on the altar. I'm on the altar. All of a sudden, the doors will start to open. And God will start to use you. God will start to use you. Some people, they come to a church and say, man, there's nothing for me to do. There's nobody's talking to me. If you'll put your life on the altar, all the doors will start to open. Availability is the greatest ability. It didn't say availability for what? For whatever. What did Mary say to Jesus? He said, whatever. Let me say, whatever. Whatever he says to you, do it. That's what he said to the disciples. Mary said, whatever Jesus says to you, do it. Do it. And I can guarantee you most anything, you go to Pastor Harris and you say, I believe God's called me to do X, Y, and Z. And he's going to say, do it. Do it. Somebody was telling me the other day I think it was you. You were sharing with me what some of the things that God's called you to do. And what I said, obey God. Obey God. Obey God. Just do it. Just do it. Just obey God. Just obey. You don't need a permission to obey God. Come on. Obey God. Do it. Thank you, Lord. I got a few more minutes. I'll be closing soon. Sooner than later. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember what happened in the book of Acts, chapter 16? Paul and Silas. The jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in stocks, but around about midnight. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Somebody say around about midnight. Around about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Come on, somebody. And the other prisoners were listening. And suddenly, there was a massive earthquake. Glory to God. And suddenly there was a massive earthquake. Somebody say massive. Massive. Something massive is about to get, ha, ha, ha. I said something massive is about to start to happen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor, you're about, whoa, this is massive. This is massive. What God has started, what God is doing in this church is massive in the kingdom of God. Say, man, what did this? Somebody's visiting. What in the world did I get into this morning? You got into the right church. You don't need to look any further. You got into the massive place. It's massive what God's doing. I was talking to the pastor. I was like, what you need is a dome. Glory to God. I was talking to him. But you know what? I was just joking, but actually I feel like I was being serious. I'm being massive. Glory to God. I went over to Iowa City and did a tour of the football stadium. And then I went and looked at how that sunken, basketball arena is over there. And I was like, ooh, that feels good. Glory to God. How about God grew this church in such a way that you needed a basketball arena to meet? Glory to God. How about if God did something so... How about if God did something so massive that everybody, come on, that everybody got on the same page and we had all things in common like the early church and the suddenlies of God started raining down on people? And everybody started doing what God had told them to do. Come on, somebody. I believe something massive would start to take place. Something massive would start to take place. You're in the middle of a massive move of God even now as I'm speaking to you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 All of America is going to be shaken with the glory of God from sea to shining sea, and everywhere the flag flies, God will shake this land with His glory. And right here in the state of Iowa, in Cedar Rapids, God is going to do something so massive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sheke rabashata rabashike. Mandara rabashata. Thank you, Lord. That a massive earthquake. You say, man, that's hard to believe. Nothing worth doing is easy to believe. Oh, hello. Wow. I am so glad to see you. Norma, right? Praise God. This is Norma. You were my Uber driver or Lyft driver from the airport. Praise God. Sorry, I don't want to embarrass you. I prayed for you. You gave your heart to Jesus, right? In the car there somewhere. Amen. You've come from Texas, and God is getting things right, isn't He? He's turning up. Is this your friend here with you? No, just met her. Okay, praise God. Come on, let's give it up for Norma. Yay. Hey! He's like, praise God. Glory to God. I don't even go to this church and I'm inviting people. Come on. What's going on here? Maybe I'm an evangelist. Just maybe. Maybe I practice what I preach. Maybe I do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 God's doing something massive. I said God's doing something massive. That's right, sister. Come on, baby. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. De Rio de Dios. Amen. It's good enough for me. Amen. Glory to God. Rabashaka. No, just feel free to shout out anytime you want to. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You like this church, so far? It's pretty different, isn't it? Is this kind of similar to the Catholic Church or a little bit different? A little bit different, huh? Glory. I've preached in a Catholic church before too. There's some crazy charismatic Catholics. They got all filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't know what to do, but they're here. They wanted a move of God. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Lord. They're going to start coming in, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Episcopals, the whatever, whatever, whatever. They're going to come in. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses are going to come in and get saved. Come on, somebody. Give their heart to Jesus. I remember I was in New Orleans, and, okay, praise God. I was in New Orleans, and we were going house to house ministering to people, and I got to a house, and these two ladies had come up, they're Jehovah's Witness, and I was knocking on their door, and they were like, something's not right here. And that normally doesn't happen. But that's why I encourage people, you get this anointing on you, you're going to beat all the Jehovah's Witness and the Mormons to the door. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And I knocked on her door. That lady got saved. She gave her heart to Jesus. And you know what she did? This is the craziest thing. She gave her heart to Jesus. And she said, hold on, hold on, hold on. She ran back into the back of the house. And she comes back and she gives me a $20 bill. She said, preach the gospel. Glory to God. And I was like, glory to God. Praise God. That's something. God is changing lives. And you are a massive part of it. Come on, somebody. You're a massive part of it. God is going to use you. God has a plan for you. God wants to prosper you. God has a divine purpose from heaven that was designed all by himself. And he put it inside of you before you were even in your mother's womb. Come on, somebody. And he called you. And he called you out. You are designed by God to do the incredible. To do the impossible. It's not just for preachers, but it's for everybody. Everybody. I like what William Seymour says. He was the great pastor of the Azusa Street Revival in 1906. He said this, pastor, he said the color line was erased in the bloodline. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said the blood of Jesus. 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 Can I tidy this up? Am I good? I'm just going to tie this in a bow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Have you received this word with gladness? When you come into the house of God, I'm going to be quick here. When you come into the house of God, the word of God is being preached. That's what I've been doing. You're in a place where the word of God is being preached. When you're in the house of God, you're in a place where the name of Jesus is exalted. And where Jesus is exalted, the devil has to run. Where Jesus is exalted, no evil can befall you. When Jesus is exalted, every demonic spirit has to leave your life. Come on, somebody. When Jesus is exalted, it's just like that. If you turned all these lights off and it'd be all black in here, you turn them on, that's Jesus being exalted. It erases all the darkness. It commands it causes the darkness to flee. You're in a place where the word of God is preached, where the name of Jesus is exalted. And you're in a place where the blood of Jesus, like I just said, is enforced. Is enforced. The blood of Jesus is against the enemy. Come on, somebody. He cannot cross the bloodline. Do you realize this, Sister Norma? When you gave your heart to Jesus that night that we prayed, a bloodline of Jesus is all around you, and it protects you, and it protects your family, and it protects everything about you. It's a spiritual line, but it protects your whole family. Because you have a promise in Acts chapter 16 that your whole family will come to Jesus, will be saved. You have a promise like that. Hallelujah. That bloodline is all around. Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost. The bloodline is all around you. And when you come into the house of God, when you come into the church of God, when you come into the house of God, the blessing is celebrated. Let me say it this way. You're in the place of the commanded blessing. You're no longer under a curse. The Bible says, Galatians 3:13, that you have been redeemed from the curse. Glory to God. Aren't you so glad we don't live under some curse? And let me tell you this, if a witch has cursed you or something has cursed, has been passed down to your family, it is broken in the name of Jesus by the power of the blessing of God. You see, I want you to just give me that bottle of water for a second. This bottle right here. I want you to just think, if this was a cup of water and it had a whole bunch of mud in it, and then I took the top off and I just put it underneath the sink, a faucet, and just kept going. Eventually, all that mud is going to come out of that. All that mud's going to come out of that eventually. It's going to come. And that's what the blessing is. When I was praying for people one time, the Lord told me, he said, what I want you to do is I want you to pray the curse out of them by releasing the blessing upon them. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. You're not cursed. You're blessed. And this is a house of the commanded blessing of God. When you get, come on, I'm going to go. Oh, get those sneakers. Glory to God. when I come through these doors. Come on, somebody. When I come through these doors, in the name of Jesus, I'm come. Hey, I've got into the blessing zone. Come on, somebody. Actually, I'm not the pastor of the church, so I make no decisions, but it would be really cool if there was a sign at the front of the church that said, you're entering a zone of extreme blessing. Glory to God. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying, you're entering a zone of extreme blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be careful. Be careful. You might walk out of here lopsided with blessing. Glory to God. You might walk, oh, it's so much blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Harris, you don't understand. I got blessed. I'm like overdosing with blessing. I got an overdose. They'd be calling and say, man, I don't know if I can stand any more. You say, come on, you can get more. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Have you received the word of God? Have you received it with gladness? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, just thank him right now. Just thank him right now. Just thank him right now. Thank him right now. Come on, thank him. Come on, thank him. Thank him. Come on, thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Oh, yes, Lord. You've called me with a purpose. You've called me. You've designed me. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, give a big shout of praise unto the Lord. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'm going to pray for some people in just a few moments. I'm going to have Pastor Harris come up here in just a minute. And we're going to give you an opportunity. Who would like to sow a seed and help us carry revival all across America? Who'd like to do that? Okay, a few people. That's all it needs. That's all we need. I want to do this right now, Pastor, if you can. Can one of your ushers get that box? There's not enough for everybody, but I want to give everyone a gift this morning. Is that okay? I don't sell this. This is not sold. I don't sell these books. I just give them away at every church. And we had some, but this is what was left over. It might be, ooh, I'm going to have to buy another box. Glory to God. Just start handing them out. Yeah. Just take one, please. One. Amen. But this is called Holy Ghost People. Holy Ghost People. Remember I said this? I said I was going to do this? Well, I did it. Amen. So, Holy Ghost People. This is a little mini book. It's 10 traits to Holy Ghost people. A lot of the things that I was preaching about is in this. And so we're word people, right? Right? We're word people, but we're also Holy Ghost people. We're led by the Holy Ghost. I got a little statement here. It says, it's in the Holy Ghost, it's with the Holy Ghost, it's by the Holy Ghost, and it's through the Holy Ghost. That's how we're going. And I want to give you this and just bless you. And here's all my information on the back. There's a little QR if you want to learn more about our ministry, help us, whatever. Who needs one of these? You're pointing to her. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Bless you. Glory to God. So I want to bless you with that book. And can we, don't put my QR code. Do you have that other flyer of our crusade? Do you have that? Oh, there it is. Oh, he looks familiar. That's Daryl Strawberry. Praise God. So, look how close this date's getting. Oh, it's getting close here. I got 2,500 seats, stadium, baseball stadium rented out, and we're going to preach the gospel right there in the Daytona Beach area. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Me and Daryl, we've got Faith United Church. They're helping us with the teams, but me and Daryl are going to preach the gospel, and I'm believing for 1,000 souls in one night. Come on. Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah. And that's really what you're giving towards today. You're helping me finish this. It costs, I can't tell you how much it costs, but the larger, the more you can spend on it, the greater the result. That's how, you know, because with all the advertising and everything, and the more you can spend on it, the greater result. So we're believing God that we'll have more than enough. Amen. And I'm believing that I'm going to leave here, leave Iowa, and that event is going to be totally paid for. Can somebody believe it with me? So if you're into soul winning, you believe in soul winning, you believe the gospel, then help us with that, Pastor.
Amen. Awesome. He's going to pray in just a moment for a bunch of people. But if you'd like to give toward that, you can, if you have a check, you can write on the memo line, you can write guest speaker or evangelist Josh Radford, or you can give online. Can we have the QR code too? That's another way. You can give directly to that ministry, but all those funds go toward this ministry. If you don't know who Daryl Strawberry is, he was a famous baseball player in the 90s, and he lived a worldly life, and he's given his heart to Christ, and he's on fire for Jesus. And so he's partnered with my friend, evangelist Josh Radford, and they're going to believe, like he said, for 1,000 souls. And that's coming up really soon. So if you'd like to give toward that, that'd be amazing. Worship team, can you come up? We're going to have some time of ministry. Church, will you stand? I want to pray for you. And then he's going to lay hands and pray for you as well. Michael, and would you guys mind, please? Thank you. I'll just put that up. All right. Were you blessed today? It's good. It's good to be woken up. What I love about the Bible tells us there's a fivefold ministry, and each of those fivefold ministries, Jesus says it's a gift to the church. So he's a gift today to us to wake us up, to revive whatever's in us, whatever that is, the Holy Spirit wants us to continue. So let me pray for you. Father, we love you. We trust you. God, we pray for more. God, we pray for everything that you have planned for our life. God, we are here this morning and we say, God, use us. Here I am. Just like your word says, here I am. Send me. But Father, I asked, it also says, I don't want to go unless you go with me. I'm going to go with your Spirit. So Father, I ask that right now, each and every person here, may they have a new measure of faith being built by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will fall on them right now. Holy Spirit, we invite you to fill them to overflowing. And I pray that we're here in just a moment when we line up, anybody who needs healing, anybody who needs touched, anybody who needs set free, anybody who wants more of Jesus will come, and that you will touch them in a supernatural way. There's no special formula, but we follow the word of God. And it says, if you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. There's also a principle in the Bible. When you lay hands, you get the anointing. There's an anointing, a transfer of faith, a transfer of the Holy Spirit, and you get filled to overflowing. There's a transfer of that. So God, we ask for more of you. That's what we need. That's what we need. We just need more of you. So we say, come, God. We invite you now. We invite you now. We love you and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to touch, if you need healing in your body, you want to touch, you want to be delivered, I want you to come now. Come now. We're going to make a line here. A couple lines. Come. Come now. We have some altar workers. If you want touch, he wants to pray for each and every one of you. If that's not you and you got to go, feel free to go. Please don't have a conversation here. Feel free to go in the foyer. If you want to stay and pray for the ones, just stay where you're at and extend your hands and pray for them. We love you, and we're so thankful you're here. We hope to see you on Wednesday and next Sunday.